These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Well, I have bridged the gap. It's smooth pavement between the eyes, you know, a bridge above your nose because of this man directly in front of me and that Botox injections that we, meaning Nan and I, had yesterday at the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery in beautiful Greensburg. And yes, I feel a whole lot younger today. The crow's feet are gone, and it takes about 2 weeks for it to really set in. I'm a big advocate of it. He is a master at what he does. Now, if he could just take a few pounds off the middle, we'll have Dr. Ray handle that. I'll be good to go. I'll be ready for the red carpet. But here she is, looking smashing as always. This is Nan Cohen, Mind, Body, and Soul, our guest in studio from the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, the incomparable Dr. Michael Kluska. Good morning, Nan.
Well, how about that intro?
That's a big intro there, Nan.
Well, you did it. Listen, you really went the extra mile for us, you and your great staff. What a beautiful place. And I know your whole business is making people look good. Let me say, not only do you do that, your record speaks for itself, but you may have one of the most most beautiful healthcare facilities that I have ever seen in my life. So, two thumbs up.
Well, Rob, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
When we got there, you said, go give him a tour. He was like oohing and awing. He wanted to just sit down. He goes, oh, I love getting a pedicure. I mean, no matter where we went.
I do.
The hair color, the everything
hey,
that
listen,
went on.
Hey.
He was all about it. He stopped at the nails, though.
Anything, no manicure. Anything that can make you feel better and give you an extra jump in your step and keep you in the game, I'm all for it. And you have gone to school a long time to be as good as you are. And you are affiliated with so many wonderful things. And we're going to continue to unfold the great story of Dr. Kluska. But Botox works. Get it. It's amazing. I love it, Nan.
What I like about it is, you know, I've done it for years. Actually,
me too.
I went down for a while. I hadn't done it. And then you could see everything came back. Okay? Because I didn't upkeep it. And the truth of the matter was, I was so busy taking care of everybody else and doing everything else that I just didn't have time for me. So that's when I figured, you know what, we looked in the mirror, I'm being honest with you, things that I didn't have back then, I have now. And it was just about, it's time for me, and I'm going to slowly start putting that back together and put it on a path, and I know where I'm following it to.
Absolutely. You know, Botox is one of the simplest things you can do as far as time and effort, and it's really not that expensive, you know, around $350 per treatment, and most people that get it keep coming back because they love the results from it.
Well, that brings up a good question, because I put up about my fine lines and wrinkles, and I actually recorded a commercial about that, and then I was questioned, what are the fine line and wrinkles, and where does Botox start and stop?
That's an excellent question. You know, in the face, Nan, there are both dynamic and adynamic wrinkles. So wrinkles of action, the lines between your brow, the lines around the eyes or the crow's feet, and then there's wrinkles not of action. Those wrinkles are a result of sun damage, smoking, environmental pollutants, loss of volume in the face, just overall weathering and age. Botox treats those wrinkles of action, and if you can treat the appropriate muscle groups, which in the most common treatment would be the depressor muscles of the face, so between the brows and the lateral crow's feet, then you can relax those types of lines and cause a brow lift, so to speak, and give you a softer, more natural, less heavy feeling to the brow. The other wrinkles not of action or adynamic wrinkles, can be treated with a variety of things, skin care, microdermabrasion, laser skin resurfacing, chemical peels, or all of the above.
Well, this brings. I'm gonna take you on a little bit of a.
Let me just interrupt real quickly because we're on the air and we just got on the air, and I want people to play along at home. And right now on my Facebook page is this man's website and his great logo that he designed it himself. It's incredible. You have to check it out. But everything that you need to know about what he does and what they do, the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery in Greensburg, on my Facebook page right now. Nan.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
When we're looking at the expression lines, I was amazed yesterday when Rob and I were there. We both sat down. He had a couple questions, odd ones, but I also had some too. And as we went for the injection, he's clapping over here, Rob. I was surprised to learn that not only were you going to do where everybody said, Nan, are you mad? I wanted to get that relaxed in between my eyebrows because I could have held a pencil in there. You said, well, I'm going to do you on the side by your crow's feet. Okay, that was something, an area that really wasn't touched on me before. And I looked at it and I realized why. I saw them. I just didn't think that they were there, but that's good.
That's called denial, Nan.
That was okay. But it was interesting because then you came and you said, I'm going to come down and do underneath. And I said, why? And that's what I said. It's about learning something every day. Explain that, because I didn't know.
Well, let him explain it after the break, okay?
Okay.
I got to get to this break. Lots more to discuss. Go to my Facebook page. Find out what they do. Their website is up there. If you have a question, you've never done Botox, you've done it, whatever you need to know, we'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are wide open, and we have room for you right now at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or Dollar Bank, Instant Access, kdkradio.com. This is Nan Cohen's Mind, Body, and Soul, and the incomparable Dr. Michael Kluska is in the studio today until 10.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
You can also friend him on his Facebook page, and you can find him by going to simply Dr. Michael Kluska. You'll check it out, and you'll say, man, I got to know this guy. And then you're going to go to his website, which is on my Facebook page, and you're going to get your Botox and do what you need to do at the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery in Greensburg. Nan, go right ahead and pick up where you left off before we went to the break.
So I think that what I hit a good point talking with you, you don't talk at me, you talk with me, and that's huge. So when I was asking the question, a simple question, why you were coming below and underneath, and you explained to me how that was all attached.
Yeah, Nan, you know, again, hitting on the dynamic portion of the face, the wrinkles that come from you squinting and you concentrating, maybe you're from exercising, running, looking at the computer all day, those are wrinkles that we can somewhat control with Botox. And Botox can relax those little muscles around the eyes, what we call the crow's feet. And it can give you just a softer, more wide-open eye appearance. And in doing that, it gives you a little bit of a brow lift and just makes you feel better. I can't tell you, I myself get Botox because at the end of the day, there are times when I don't have my Botox, I feel angry or I feel fatigued and really heavy. And it'll take that away instantly. Within 10 days, you're going to feel so much better getting Botox.
Well, let me tell you about our ride home yesterday back down to the station. We both said there's something, and I don't know what, if it was just after the injection, but you feel it. And not the visual, okay? And actually, I looked in the mirror today. I do, you know, you start to see it. But
right.
Rob and I both said, we feel better.
Yeah.
Explain it.
Well, that's...
Give us something.
You know, that's mind over matter, too. You had a procedure. And it was a positive procedure. It was a positive result mentally. So it starts to set the mood for you and give you positive self-esteem. And that's part of the process in cosmetic surgery. Not only are we changing you physically, but we're changing you mentally and emotionally. And I think when people get a grasp on that and they come in with a positive attitude, they will have amazing positive results.
I like the fact that you can start with this. And it's not the downtime, none. Rob? Where you were back at it yesterday, I was too, full steam. There's just no downtime, and you're letting it happen naturally to yourself. But I like the fact that there's options, because when we were in the consultation room with you yesterday, Rob said, how about the fillers? And I said, I was amazed to stand there and watch an older woman, her lips transformed right in front of me, your hands at work, the way it was shaped, it was done, that was wow. That was in the door, and then she left almost, and the smile was back.
Yeah, well, that leads us from our previous conversation to this. Right now, you have these adynamic rhytids in your face, but as you age, the bones in the face shrink, and the fat in the face tends to atrophy or go away. And when that tends to happen, we lose volume in the face, and the think about it like the balloon is losing its air. So taking these fillers, which are incredible today, we have fillers that last a year or more and are very easily accomplished within 15 minutes in the office, and the patient has an instant result in the office as soon as they walk out. There's a little bit of swelling and a chance of bruising that can happen the first 24 to 48 hours. After that, patients are extremely happy. And if you repeat the treatment a couple times, many times patients won't have to get a filler for a year and a half or 2 years. It's quite incredible what's available today.
Is that the same with Botox? Now, when I was doing it regularly back then, it seemed like I was getting it less often.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Patients who get Botox on a regular basis will find that the muscle is not working as well, and it becomes atrophic. It's like
let me interject something here real quick, because it was a question I was going to ask, but now's the perfect time. How long should you wait in between, or is it
for Botox?
Yeah,
the company recommendations are 3 months.
Okay,
and that's the reason is that your body eventually takes over the Botox, gets rid of it, cleans it out, and allows the muscle to fire again. But there are people who've been getting Botox for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and when they're doing that on a regular basis, what happens is you can go a little bit longer between treatments because you've kept the muscle atrophic for so long that it can't build up as quickly. And I've seen patients who, you know, been on it for 5 or 6 years, and they come maybe 3 times a year, so every 4 months, or maybe every 6 months. But the average person's doing it every 3 to 4 months.
So that leads me back to some discussions I had on social media last night. I just came back from, I was away at the beach, and I'm looking at people, skincare we're going to get into. But when do we know it's time? Besides looking in the mirror, you know, we look in the mirror and we say, not quite yet. Is it too soon to ever start Botox?
Now, I mean, you're not going to do it when you're a teenager, that's for sure. But I can tell you that patients in the 25 to 30-year-old range, that is the time. If we can start to slightly keep muscles from overreacting and decrease the ability for them to create the dynamic wrinkles, what happens is you may never have those dynamic wrinkles if you continue to use it and get on the product on a regular basis. Now, the 25 or 30-year-old isn't going to need it every 3 months, but if they got it twice a year, that's going to help keep those wrinkles away, and then they build up as they get older.
That's interesting, because between the proper skin care, taking care of that now, mm-hmm. and coming back from the beach, honestly, I sat there in the umbrella over us, sand in the, you know, my feet in the sand, and I'm saying, just watching what walks by. If they had only thought 50 years ago of putting on a little bit of sunblock, the damage that's created.
Well, and you know, also in his location, you showed me they have the spray-on tan booth too as well. So
right.
If you want that tan, who doesn't want the California look? Why not? It's a whole lot safer.
Yeah, there's no question. A spray tan works great. I mean, I get it once in a while in the winter too, just to keep some color, because at the end of the day, you don't feel as good when you have that pale skin, and that's you know, that's a socially driven issue with people, that they feel that they have to be tanned to look better. With that said, you know, 80 to 90% of all your sun damage comes before the age of 18. And the results of that sun damage are then seen as you get older. You can have skin cancers, basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, for 15 to 20 years before you even see that actually becoming an issue in your body. So sun protection's key. My kids, I have sunblock on them. Every day we put it on. If they're out and they're in the sun doing something, we put the sunblock on. They're very cognizant of it. We don't even have to tell them anymore. They do mm-hmm. it themselves. That's totally different than it was when I was a kid.
All right, we're going to get to a break. Again, if you have a question for Dr. Michael Kluska, the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery in Greensburg, you can call us now at 866-391-1020. You can find out about his number and what they do by going to my Facebook page or friending him on Facebook. Lots of good stuff to talk about. We are going to continue. Our topic is Botox. The number, again, is 866-391-1020. You can also see his wonderful family, 3 daughters and a wonderful son and a beautiful wife. Just good people really trying to make the difference in so many lives out there, and they're doing it every single day at the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery. Coming up on 9:26, we'll come back and continue with Nan Cohen's Mind, Body, and Soul. This is Pittsburgh Works for Saturday, August 10th, 2013. Back in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
And so back to my little beach vacation. Dr. Kluska,
it
makes you think. Lots of time to relax and think.
I know.
If I could have just given some advice to some people that look like you could catch them right now in the minute and say, just think about this, because you don't want to be where I am when you get there. What would you say as far as skincare?
Well, Nan, you know, again, there's so many steps and processes with skincare, but I will tell you this: that number one, everybody should wear sunblock. Number two, everybody needs to cleanse their face in a routine fashion with the appropriate cleanser. And then in addition, they need to protect their skin from sun damage with not only exfoliating products and routine maintenance of their skin, but then again, using that sunblock. Those are the big things that we need to focus on for our skin.
I'm about it. I'm coming out. I got to start hitting the getting taken care of that face. We got to get this stuff off again and start it up again. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I see you got.
Can we talk about one other thing about your wonderful facility? It's even hard to say it's like a surgical center because it looks like Club Med. I mean, I absolutely love. You got the falling water when you come in. People are smiling. I mean, it's just a good experience. And I've been in a lot of ORs, believe me, but I have never seen anything. And it's got windows, too, which they do take the blinds down, as Nan said. But you got the little atrium where you get the sunlight coming in. What a pleasurable experience. I mean, I could have, honestly, if you'd had a flat screen TV in there, I could have taken a nap. It was a wonderful experience. Tell me about that particular part of what you do out there.
Well, you know, Rob, as far as the physical part, those windows are for me.
Yeah.
I need light. I function so much better with natural light than I do with you know, lighting and
lighting
all that
fixtures.
Kind of stuff. I need light. Number two, I think that it makes the patient feel very comfortable. It makes them feel very much at ease. You know, we keep things spotless there.
Oh, it's
clean.
Oh, unbelievable.
And you know, myself and my staff do it all. The reason is we don't even have a cleaning service, really. The reason is because we want it to be the best, and we take pride in what we do. My whole staff does. I do. And at the end of the day, we hope that that is the difference. That's the difference maker for why people choose us, and they get quality care. I mean, there's no question about it.
When you're there, from the second you walk in the door, you're put at ease. And we get anxious. Listen, I mean, Rob and I are walking in for Botox. Don't think, you know, we still...
No, I got to be honest with you, Nan. That's probably the only hour I've had in the last week where I wasn't anxious at all. It was really like I was on vacation. And I mean that. And I don't take enough vacations, but that's me. I love to work. But if I can take these little parts of the day for myself, like an hour, 20 minutes, pedicure, manicure... It's all I need, and I'm rejuvenated. When I left your building, I was sky high. I could have went another 3 days without stopping. I felt that good. That's the truth.
Well, I appreciate that.
And we
Rob.
Were also talking about the actual injections. And you said, as you were doing Rob, you said, do you want the squeeze balls? And he's like, what? Not even a need for them. I mean, I didn't use them, but...
No, here's what I did tell him. I said, look, Doc, I've been run over by a truck. I think I can handle this, and I literally was.
Yeah, but, you know, we try to be empathetic with the patient.
Absolutely.
And realize that I know myself, Botox, I don't like to get it. I mean, you know, I men are babies. That's right. Let's be real.
He's right.
Guys cannot tolerate the pain that women can tolerate. Women tolerate these types of things better. But that said, we always try to take into consideration.
Absolutely. I didn't flinch. I mean, it was to me nothing. It was a walk in the park. But I have to say, getting up out of the chair, it's like, yes, it's done. And you're ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you just, it's like, what is the hand quicker than the eye? You're a magician. I mean, it was over before it even got started. You just have a way. You got a great bedside manner, and your people, their picture is up on my Facebook page, the staff. They're really warming. And, you know, even when you sit down and you're filling out all the papers, they are engaging, you know, and they understand, look, this doesn't have to be a novel. Just do what you have to do so we can get it in, you know, our computer, and we'll get you up and running. And that's what I really love, too.
Well, thank you, Rob. Unfortunately, the paperwork is the paperwork.
Yeah.
We can't control that anymore. Pretty much the government controls all that, you know, but we have to have it.
Got to do what you have to do, but we were done with that in just a couple seconds. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's talk to Christine. Has a rather interesting question, and I'm sure we can help. Hey, Christine, welcome to Nan Cohen's Mind, Body, and Soul with Dr. Michael Kluska. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
I was wondering, can you still have Botox if you've have a cancer condition?
When you say a cancer condition, are you actively being treated with chemotherapy or something like that?
I was.
But yeah. Are you in remission now?
Yes.
Yeah, there's really no, I would see no side effect or problem with having Botox when you're in remission. When you're actively undergoing chemotherapy, your immune system is very much depleted, and I probably wouldn't recommend any type of injection or surgical procedure unless it was absolutely necessary during chemotherapy.
What about with lymphoma, even if you're not being treated? I have two conditions here. So the lymphoma is a rare skin condition. It's not like in the lymph nodes or lymph glands.
You know, I would definitely have to defer you to your cancer doctor to get approval or non-approval for Botox injections. I think that they're more qualified to answer that question than myself.
All right. Well done. Thank you very much for the call. You know, another thing about Botox, especially, you know, if you're coming off some sort of medical setback and you've been cleared by your physicians, it just makes you feel good again. And, you know, something else, too. You've heard about Lindsay Campbell, who's the local girl who lost 100 pounds.
Yep.
Good Morning America.
Yep.
She happens to go to the same dentist as I do. Everybody was so excited about her cover of People magazine. When you lose weight and you're young, everything just kind of falls into place. When you lose weight and you're older, and I've done it, especially in your face, things don't bounce back. In some cases, you actually look better in the face only when you have a few pounds. But when you have to lose the weight for a lot, you know where I'm going with this, Doc.
Why don't you let him explain that?
Well,
he hit with that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Let me just finish my thought because I've been practicing this all night.
Oh.
No. But there's Restylane. There's other things out there that I've experienced and other people have, these fillers that if you've lost a great deal of weight, okay, and your face is sunken in, cheekbones change, what have you, a few more wrinkles you didn't have before because the skin doesn't settle the right way, Botox is a win-win.
Yeah, Rob, I'll tell you what. Let me take 2 minutes
and
walk you through that aging process so that you understand why things happen and then what we have to do. So here is the issue. You take the average 50-year-old who's in awesome body shape, physical shape. They have lost all the volume in their face. Not only do we lose the volume in our face after the age of 35 from just normal aging process, but when you're in physical shape, there is no fat left in your face. So when you've lost this volume, your balloon is deflated. And I said that before. Well, how do we take care of that? Obviously, fillers are one option. Number two is fat transfer. You can take fat from one part of the body and put it in another part of the body, barring that you have some fat to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the nail on the head by saying that the average person who's a little bit overweight has a nice, full, very attractive face. 100% right. You're spot on. That's because the bones are shrinking as we get older. The other thing you have to also consider is so many people work out and they go to the gym and they do A, B, C, and D, but they're not taking care of their skin. They have to get on a good skincare program. Skincare programs that are available today are some of them are really good. I mean, and there are thousands of them, and you need to do your research. The new skincare line that we brought in is something called Skin Medica. Skin Medica has peptides, vitamin C, growth factors. I mean, this is the latest, greatest skincare line that's medical grade that can help erase those lines of time, erase some of that aging, and get your skin in better condition.
Well, we should also say, what does it take for you to review a skincare line? They just don't waltz into your office and say, here we go.
No.
I mean, it's on your shoulders to figure that out.
Yeah, when somebody comes in and is interested in skincare, we have dedicated skincare specialists in our office that will take that patient and walk them through A to Z. They'll have a photographic analysis of their skin that tells them their aging process, their fine lines and wrinkles, and bacterial count compared to the average population. And then that helps us recommend the most appropriate treatment for them.
Interesting. Lot goes in is involved, we should say, with that than just picking up a couple bottles at the supermarket, at the drugstore. You really got to know what you're putting on.
Nan, as a consumer, you need to be informed. Absolutely. You have to go out, do your research, and if you come to us, we will give you that information. I think that's the most important thing. Get the information.
Why do you think a middle-aged guy, still rather active, loves being with his kids, loves life, loves sports, loves good food, wine, why do you think I love talking about plastic surgery so much? What is it about? And I just, it's like a sculpture. I absolutely find it amazing in what you do. Why?
You know, Rob, I don't know specifically for you, but I would say the general population is intrigued with looking the best they can for their age, number one. Number two, if you have any type of aesthetic background in your mind, that you enjoy the fine arts and you enjoy painting and sculpting and all those things, it's a natural progression to look at the human body. I mean, all my life, it's always been something that's intrigued me is creating this art in motion, so to speak. I have an art background. I have a BA in art from college and painted and sculpted and did all that stuff. But being able to take a human body and make it a work of art is just amazing.
It is. We'll come right back. He is up on my Facebook page. You can also friend him on Facebook. Find out what they do at the Center for Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery. We have Dr. Michael Kluska in studio until 10. He is with Nan Cohen on Mind, Body, and Soul. Pittsburgh Works. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Just like the four seasons, we have seasons when it comes to cosmetic surgery. Our guest, we continue now from the Center of Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery in Greensburg. He is Dr. Michael Kluska. Nan Cohen will explain right now. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, what I want to say is I've started doing some research with Dr. Kluska's guidance. Across the board, all of the non-surgical procedures nationally are up.
That is correct, Nan.
The significant numbers, and that's really where it is to start. So instead of jumping in and saying, for the major stuff, this is where it's at right now.
Yeah, you know, it helps patients do research by going to different offices and seeing what's available, number one. Number two, then starting small and growing to big. You have to gain confidence with your surgeon and his staff and see what his capabilities are. And if you do that, you become more confident and more at ease to be able to have a bigger procedure.
Right. And with that being said, from the non-surgical stuff, fall is tremendous. I mean, stepping back into my old shoes, I can tell you as late August came about, people were already, thanks to retail and everything else going on in the world, we're heading into the holidays. And in your world, stepping into plastic and cosmetic surgery, you're going to be seeing family, you haven't been around, it's that pick me up, the get up and go. Who knows where Rob and I will be by that point in November, because Thanksgiving's knocking. But this is the time where we saw a lot of facial rejuvenation start. And from the non-surgical procedures to the surgical procedures, this is it. This is the time. And I know as much as we talk about you and we love you, you're not Houdini. And you can't have somebody come in, say, late November and say, get me ready for a procedure as in a facelift or a brow lift. There is some healing time, and you're still functioning during all that, but to be ready for the holiday and the parties and the this and the life, and even to the new year, okay? I gotcha. Tell me where you're at in the practice.
Yeah, Nan, you made some valid points there. Number one, when you're looking for cosmetic surgery and you're actually entertaining a surgical procedure, this is something that you need to do a little research on, go out, gather information, go visit some physicians, and then make a decision early. Not necessarily that you're going to have your procedure early, but if you want to get on the schedule, for example, you need to go and start that process now. Number two, once you then have your surgery, you need to be realistic in your expectations, knowing that you can't have an upper eyelid surgery tuck on Monday and be at your Christmas party on Thursday. That's not going to happen. You're going to be bruised, swollen. You really can't have alcohol and those types of things. So planning, proper planning for your procedure will give you these amazing results with little downtime if you schedule accordingly.
And, you know, for me, I don't want to rush the summer away, but I know positioning where you're at on the calendar. And we talk about this all the time. Yeah, you're starting to gather the family. This is the time where I say it is time to do something for yourself. We've gone through the whole year, and then you're off to another one. When is it the perfect time? You have to determine that as the patient, the client. Wherever you go, you need to do this now. So that when they're in there and they look, I mean, your schedule, you've got a schedule, you've got people on there. You just can't make magic happen.
Right, right. So proper planning, give us a call and come in and just talk. Now's the time to do it so you can set up your schedule for the entire holiday season.
With that being said, I think you should go ahead and call the center at 724-836-0400. That's 724-836-0400. And what's interesting is people still have a stigma about how are they going to come in and talk to you. I was on the social media last night, and I kind of told what we did, what we didn't do, and we said we would explain it today. I get the question, aren't you uncomfortable really discussing this with Dr. Kluska? And I'm really not. And I think that breakdown has to, why? You're so easy to talk to.
Well, thank you, Nan.
It's hard to bear it all and just come out with it.
Well, the one thing that we try to do is I try to treat every person as a person. Everybody's the same. There's no difference between me and Nan and Rob or anybody. We just come in, gather information. I'll answer your questions. I sit down with you. My staff sits with you. You can just call and ask questions, too. We take phone calls as well at the office.
And I think your website, tremendous. Okay.
New website coming, Nan.
I know.
About a week from now, the website's going to be phenomenal. So take a look at it when you get out there.
If you're sitting home now, go pop on it.
Yeah.
Because I think where you give us the real shots, the actual photos, tremendous. I was on there again last night just because I like the visuals.
try to do realistic stuff on there, Nan. There's no bells and whistles. The whole thing is these are my patients before and afters. Everybody on there has consented to have their pictures there because they're so happy with the results. And I think that's the key. When you're out looking at websites, look at before and afters, and try to realize whether these patients are models, they're actual people. You have to kind of discern that, because sometimes you don't necessarily. It's not the actual person.
CosmeticContours.com.
CosmeticContours.com.
And facial rejuvenation, body contouring, breast enhancement and reconstruction, non-surgical procedures. And we're talking, of course, about one of them, Botox, today.
Dr. Kloska, if somebody was thinking it's time for maybe a facelift, and you know, women, we always do this in the mirror, right? We always lift, we always pull, we always push down. Do you ever use Botox and fillers as the tool just to give them a little bit of insight as to where it's going to go to?
A little taste. You can do it to a point. You can't take somebody who truly, and again, Nan, nobody needs cosmetic surgery, but somebody who truly wants a facelift and is a candidate for a facelift, you can't do Botox and fillers and give them that facelift look. It's just not going to take them back in time that far. But it is a teaser, and it does help show you what the potential is to go to. And in addition, if you ever get a facelift, that's not the end. You don't just get a facelift and I'm done. There are always maintenance things you need to do, from skincare to Botox and fillers. Those are always going to be maintenance things that you need to do because you're aging every single day after your facelift.
So for anybody that might be considering, and I think sometimes the eyes are a great start, taking the upper lids, some of the tissue out, and same as for the lower. We're saying the eyelids, the brow lifts. What we should be thinking about if this is where we want to head for the fall?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, if you're thinking about a surgical procedure, it's best, I always tell patients that if you want me to paint you a color picture, I need all the colors on my palette. I can't just have black and white paint. So you can't come in and say, I want to look 20 years younger, but I only want you to do my eyelids. For example, right?
And tell us why.
Well,
it's surprising to people.
Yeah, you know, again, the face come is a whole unit. And if you start piecemealing units apart, what happens is, yes, your eyelids look great, but now you're going to notice the other parts of your face that are aged, they look worse in comparison to the eyelids. So put things together. Let me put things together and design a package, so to speak, that fits you specifically.
The phone number again is 724-836-0400. Got about a minute left, and I just love picking the brains of those who are physicians and in the healthcare industry. Before we take the final break, and Nan has the last say, I just want to ask you this. My first recollection of any kind of cosmetic surgery, Johnny Carson, my all-time hero, had the bag removed from underneath his eyes, and he talked about it on the air, and there was a big difference. And I'm a kid in my 20s, and I saw it. When did cosmetic surgery, or plastic surgery, should I say, become fashionable to make someone look better, as opposed to, you know, reconstructing someone's face after an accident or an injury?
I think the biggest stepping stone that cosmetic surgery faced and overcame was in the late 60s into the early 70s with breast implants.
Okay.
When the breast implant came out and became socially acceptable, that turned the corner for plastic surgery to become more of an aesthetic thing than just a reconstructive thing.
Dr. Kloska, we got a little bit of an announcement to make. We're really looking forward. You're going to be back in the air chair in a couple weeks, and we've got some news to announce.
Yeah, the news that we're announcing for next week is going to be that, or the next show is going to be that we are offering some of our services down at the Greenbrier Resort right now, and we're going to have the Greenbrier Resort with us on our next show, and it's going to be quite a show.
Rob and I are ecstatic.
I know, White Sulphur Springs, PGA Golf. I mean, it's an amazing place. You're so lucky. Have plastic surgeon will travel. He's all over. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. And Dr. Kloska, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Friends on Facebook.
Yes, please.
We'll be back.